91X News.
It's 10 degrees and overcast. I'm Sarah Yanetta with 91X News. Dean Brown was sentenced for 2 counts of first-degree murder and 1 count of attempted murder this morning in Picton. The sentence came after the court heard emotional victim impact statements. Brown has no chance of parole for 25 years. The 20-year-old Belleville man was convicted Wednesday of the first degree murders of 46-year-old Tracy Hanna and her 14-year-old daughter Whitney. He was also convicted for the attempted murder of Shannon Hanna. With winter coming up, Quinte West Fire Chief John Whalen has some seasonal fire tip safeties. Whalen is encouraging people to check more than just their smoke detector.
Well, people should have their furnace checked as well. Make sure everything's working well there, and the smoke detectors and the carbon monoxide detectors. You get even a fireplace that's backed up like that, it can set off carbon monoxide, and as we call it, the silent killer.
And with Halloween coming up at the end of the month, Whalen wants you to be careful with candles, especially if you have a pet around the house. Students in the third year of the Child and Youth Worker program at Loyalist College are currently working on organizing charity events. One of many is Coats for Kids. Students involved in the campaign are working with the Salvation Army to get donations for children that can't afford winter coats. Child and Youth Worker Professor Rosemary Reed says the Salvation Army can't get enough donations on their own.
This group decided to take donations so that the Salvation Army will give those kids and youth who need a coat a voucher.
The group will be taking donations in the cafeteria at Loyalist College on November 2nd. Many Loyalist students have been left steaming this year as the cafeteria has shut down service at 3 o'clock every afternoon. But as Evan Cook reports, these new hours are no accident.
When Loyalist College's school year started off with a strike, the cafeteria shut down at 3 o'clock every day. But a month later, the early closing remains intact. According to Diane Spencer, the executive director of College Advancement, that isn't news to administration.
Yeah, until 3 o'clock, that's right. That was the original. All of that is a gain, and those decisions are made in conjunction with the college. But certainly if there are concerns, they should be brought forward.
Spencer says they haven't heard much from students.
When the original hours were set up and the original plan was revamped, students did have input to that as well, and if there's something that students feel should be looked at again, it will be.
Until then, Subway will be the only option after 3. Evan Cook, 91X News, Loyalist College.
That's 91X News to 403. Here's Kurt Weiss with sports.
Good afternoon. We've got Ontario Hockey League action first tonight. The Bulls go to London to play the Knights at 7:30. They face 16-year-old OHL rookie scoring leader Max Domi, son of former Leaf tough guy Ty Domi. Two local junior A and B games tonight, both at 7:30. The Trenton Golden Hawks play the Vaughan Vipers, and the Wellington Dukes are against the Peterborough Liftlock Stars. 4 NHL games tonight. Dallas visits the Ducks. San Jose visits New Jersey. Columbus goes to Detroit, and St. Louis welcomes Carolina. The doubleheader in the Canadian Football League tonight features the Edmonton Eskimos at the Toronto Argonauts first, and later it's the Saskatchewan Roughriders visiting the Calgary Stampeders. The early game is 6:30, while the late one is at 9:30. And Drew Tate starts for the Stampeders, not Henry Burris, who has been struggling. In Major League Soccer, Toronto FC may be out of the playoff race, but they've advanced to the quarterfinals in the CONCACAF Club Competition. They blanked FC Dallas 3-0 Tuesday and have only lost once in their last 6 league games. National Lacrosse League, Toronto Rock signed 5 players today. 12-year veteran defender Phil Sanderson agreed to a 2-year deal, and free agent Martin Whitaker comes over on a 1-year agreement. Also, 2011 draft picks Jesse Gamble, Kyle Davis, and Phil Ron all agreed to 1-year deals. In racing, IndyCar Series CEO Randy Bernard wants to sit down with drivers after Dan Weldon's fatal accident. A series official says Bernard asked other racers to meet with him at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway on Monday. The meeting is not mandatory, but it's for drivers only. Remember to send us your team or league scores by email, sports@91x.fm. That's your sports. Here's Sarah Yanetta with 91x weather.
Tonight will be cloudy with a low of 4. Tomorrow looks like a great day for a walk with a high of 10 and some chances to see the sun. Sunday will be much the same as Saturday with a high of 13. Watch out for some rain on Monday with a high of 13. It's 10 degrees. I'm Sarah Yanetta with Kurt Weiss, 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 5.